Not to get started. I will try to make a shade for you and her.
I was not with her.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
Oh.
I go for Nandini.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Sonia, I have mala. I bought mala.
Yeah. And Sonia.
Mala.
Yeah. Do you follow?
Yeah. I teach her and husband like 10 years ago.
Hmm?
10 years ago in Costa Rica. No, they are in Costa Rica.
They are from Costa Rica.
Oh, she is from Slovenia. Croatia. Slovenia.
Slovenia is nearer to Russia.
Between Italy and Austria.
Near Italy.
Former Yugoslavia.
Very
good. And they have...
What program was to go there?
They have place, beautiful place.
Place?
Very beautiful place.
Yeah. She's married?
Yeah.
Her husband is also with her?
Yes, here. Very near.
Yeah.
And they also have a land in Costa Rica.
They have land here.
They ask devotees to come, otherwise.
Good. So, you are wealthy.
Yes, if they want to come.
And they already went. I think Lalit wants to go ahead.
Tell any Hari Katha to us. Oh, at this time, you should tell any Hari Katha about your Prabhupada.
I can just tell you the story of how I met him.
Very interesting.
No, that's it. But it just proves what an amazing Vaishnava he was.
At that time, how you met him and what you had not doing?
Well, actually...
What was your age?
I met him when I was 25 years old.
25 years?
But I had heard the holy name for many years as a hippie.
Before?
Yeah, because... In those days in America, and like because Prabhupada was there, Mahaprabhu was sending the holy name everywhere. I was in a state called New Mexico, which is... New Mexico.
Where?
It's in the desert. It's between Texas and California. And it's a desert. Not much. I was living in a teepee, something like this. This with a fire, you know, living very simply. And the person right next to me was reading Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion.
But one question arises that I have seen your father and mother. They were very restricted.
Okay,
so
I'll tell
you. How you became
hippie? This is it. I was a Christian. I was a Christian, right? And I was married.
Yeah.
I was married to a philosophy of religion major. And we were going from Washington to California.
Okay. High class of family?
Middle class.
Ah.
Not high class, middle class. Middle class.
Then?
And so then when I came to Berkeley, which is where my husband was going to go to graduate school, I had never knew anything about any of this. I was a Christian, very...
strict.
Yeah. And then I came to Berkeley and there were devotees there chanting. And I saw them. I thought, oh. This is part of the weird Berkeley scene. This is very strange. Very strange. I thought, wow, these people are really strange people. And I didn't go near them. But within 1 month, my life was changed just by seeing them. Immediately, within 1 month, I had left my husband. Everything was taken. Everything. Everything was finished.
Your husband left you?
No, I left him. I left him. And I started searching, but it took me 3 years, you know, searching, always seeing devotees, everything like this. And then in the 3 years later, I met Srila Prabhupada. And as soon as I met him, as soon as I met him, what happened was is that he actually allowed me to see a little something at that time, because I was still a hippie, and I could
What kind of hippie?
Everyone's an individual.
Any
special
science, special kind of
specialty.
Jati,
jati, caste.
Caste.
Any caste or creed, or they are also American?
No, it can be anyone.
Huh?
Anyone.
It's from any kind
of part of.
What it means is you're rejecting the society as you know it, the established society.
But in their society, before they were in that society, but now rejecting, taking wine and...
No, not necessarily. Many did not do that. Okay. It was more that you were rejecting
Christianity.
Christianity and the American way of life. The American way of life. Many of them... Some of them... No. Anyhow, whatever.
She was hippie.
Different
caste.
Many did drugs, many
different
did alcohol, many did not. Many
different
did.
Jati.
Because they had no money, they could not buy drugs.
Every hippie took drugs.
Yeah, they all.
Prabhupada said, I'm going to turn hippies into hippies.
What is the definition of hippie?
There's no definition really.
They want freedom. They want freedom.
Mukti, they want mukti.
No.
Freedom from...
Not mukti,
they can drink and
go naked here and there.
Yes.
They can do anything as
they like. As they like.
No rules and regulations.
Like Abadut.
But everyone was different.
Then you attracted to Srila Prabhupada.
But what happened was, as I was trying, I would... like try and live in a temple, but I couldn't because I was still had so much desire to roam around. And I was in the Seattle temple, and this Puru's wife.
Seattle.
We were in Seattle.
Right.
And then Puru's wife, Jambavati.
Swamiji was at that time there.
He was going to come to a town nearby. And so they told me, these devotees, we want you to meet someone who loves God more than anyone else. And somehow I thought, oh, this sounds nice. So they took me, they put a sari on me.
Oh, sari?
Yeah. And they took me, it was about 5 hours, to Portland, Oregon. Prabhupada was coming to give college lectures. And as soon as he got off the plane, as soon as I saw him, he was just like, I could see he was like floating, he was just glowing. And I could feel him talking. He never spoke to me, except he spoke to my heart. And I could hear him saying in my heart, I love you, I'll never leave you. And I could hear my heart going, I love you, I'll never leave you. It was amazing. And I could hear everyone and everything chanting Hare Krishna. And then I surrendered. I went to the LA temple. Joy never left. As soon as I gave up everything. And he never talked to me.
And when initiated?
3 months later, Balaram's appearance day.
Where?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. And it was, I'll tell you, if this...
You show me the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you used to take bath and all.
Yeah.
No, one question.
Kartal Mradanga kuch bhi nahi hai. Kartal Mradanga kuch bhi.
Kya?
Tumhara kasma.
सब कुछ है
ये सब टेकन फ्रॉम नमो अंगुष
नमो विष्णु
और एनी सीनियर और यू कैन
गजनंदन प्रभु
कैन यू
वेल वन प्रभु
Krishna Prasaya Devate Vati Devate
Thank you.
Radharani.
Oh, not any other questions. One yes. Srimati Radhika topic.
So I asked that first and then other.
She has another question also about the class yesterday.
Yes. Not yesterday.
But first she wants to ask the question about Srimati Radharani.
Srimati Radhika, you know, she cannot tolerate if Krishna goes to another. She becomes like man. So, but at the same time, if she hears that Krishna wants to enjoy with another, then she will personally go to that gopi and beg at her lotus feet and take her to Krishna. So,
she says that Srimati Radhika cannot tolerate that Krishna will go to any other gopi.
All these questions, you then you chant more. And then all kinds of unearth people in chanting the mantra, the Pal mantra, comes at the end, all of us having given. Then Nishtha will come. That if anyone cut your head, not to give up all this. No? And then test will come. That if anyone wants, don't chant those, then you will be like Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj. Then all things will come. Nothing to ask all these questions. In heart, everything will come up. Surely it will. At that time, your mind will be out of, up from lust and burning thinkings. If I am telling all these things, that you will take it in worldly
consideration.
So you should know that we are transcendental, Krishna is transcendental, Srimati Radhika is transcendental. You can see that all the gopis, about more than lakhs and lakhs, they met in night where there was no one, solitary place, bank of Jamuna was full with fragrance of all kinds of flowers.
Atmosphere
was quite nearer to lust, but Krishna told them to go at once. We cannot imagine all these things. Never. When this body will go up, go out, and any Chittal, Chinmay, Swarup will come somehow, and a greed will come, then you can have any abhas of this.
Semblance.
Then you can understand. So we should have questions about how we can give up all these things, or not offenses, or not anger, if you are only asking all these things, but not your practice is like that. It is not there. Then it will do anartha, bring more unwanted things. So I think it will be better to chant more, to read Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, hear all these things. Basic things first, and after that, when a grief will come, oh, Krishna will arrange everything very quickly. You see that Swamiji came to this place without any pious. He was so poor. He had brought nothing from India, only kartal and worn-torn dresses, only worn-torn Gita, old Gita, and three volumes. Anyhow he brought, nothing but that, much less, surrender soul, alone. Though he was not alone, his Gurudev, Vaishnava, and Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in all were with him, but outwardly, anyone could not see. Also, sometimes he also thought like, oh, I'm alone. And sometimes he realized it, oh, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda go all out. But he was hidden. Very strong desire to preach, to serve the Gurudev order. And quickly, all wrong, arranged by Krishna himself. Well, very strong will be there, and everything will be solved so quickly. So, this would have very strong desire to serve Krishna. And then Krishna will be there. How quickly will be there? But on the other side, preached all over world, but I think that 95% of senior and sincere devotees were always with him, serving him, and they quickly gave up with all practices. Sannyasis became householders. Brahmacharis became householders. This is not fault, but they gave up the whole line. They can again drunkards and all things. Why? Why this? So we should have take lesson from all these. From beginning, very strong desire. In this stage, they wanted to know all these things. So, they should try to chant more, always reading books. If there is no qualified personal association, do the personal practices, worship Radha Krishna, Giridhari, Chaitanya Nityananda. Even he had at that time told that you could worship Jagannath Vaidheshika. You can do. Gradually hearing and carrying, you will be one pointed. And you will be one pointed, then a relation, fixed relation, anyhow it will come. And so, right on.
But the other day in the class, was told that many Brahmas have passed since we've been wandering in this material world. So question comes in my mind that last creation was when new Brahma was created. So that means we are wandering in this material world from that very last creation, the latest one.
First creation, not last. And first creation was done by first Brahma. Not last. Last is now. So Brahma is.
So we didn't have chance since that first creation.
No, no, you have chance, but you neglect it. Krishna always gives the gift of chance, but always giving it. But anyhow, you have fell in the trap of Krishna in this life, and now you are doing. But even not so much taste or anything, you can be derailed at any time.
But after that first creation, there have been many creations.
Left and left.
So we may be one of those lot of creations. Not necessarily the first also.
No, no.
From first.
From beginning you are.
Everybody of us?
Yes.
Time immemorial.
And if they are liberated, then this is lost.
For a conditioned soul like myself, we can sometimes easily understand how service can be externally demonstrated. Can you speak maybe about how hearing can be performed as service to Guru?
Someone to hear a Guru Sabha Lagva. Someone.
In the mood of service.
Someone Kirtan, you have Guru Sabha Lagva.
How to perform Shravan service?
How to people be engaged in Guru Seva? What is it?
He's telling externally we can see how any devotee is serving,
yes.
But how can we execute our hearing service?
No. How is
no,
that
no, no.
Service
what,
to Guru?
How hearing is service.
Yeah. How is hearing and doing bhajan and like that sort of thing, hearing, a service
to Guru?
To Guru.
This is correct. To serve Gurudev means to please Gurudev. If you are serving him and he is not pleased, then that service is not. But anything in the power, anything which makes Gurudev so happy, that is that. Service is real, service. No? If Gurudev is so happy that you are chanting Hare Krishna, so happy, like this, oh, I told him, and he is following the Krishna, and always chanting, then he will be pleased or not. He will be happy. So, your chanting makes me. You are serving Guru Sabha. So anything which makes our Gurudev happy and we are following that, doing that, practicing that, it means that we are serving Guru Sabha. And by this service, Radha and Krishna both will be happy. They will be served. Nityananda Gauranga, they will be served. And all the real devotees of Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu, all will be at ease. So, it is service of all by chanting. Because all these services are included in Hare Krishna. Dharmadhya Sarvashesh, Naam Sankirtan Krishna. Nira Paradhe Naam Lege. So you are. You are coming to be qualified to serve your Gurudev and Radha. So your coming here is also sincere. What you are hearing, it is all. It is to serve your Guru. You are serving if you are liberated. And you will go to Golok Vrindavan. And you are serving. And Gurudev is there in an instant. Will he please or not please?
Eh?
So, when he is pleased, then this is service of Gurudev also. But you cannot imagine in this state. Gurudev told that you should start a tulasi. You planted one tulasi and serving tulasi, doing parikrama four times daily, doing arati of tulasi. Gurudev one day saw that you are doing all this and he began focused. So what is this? Planting tulasi, parikrama, doing and all these things? But by this, you are serving tulasi. And if you are serving tulasi, it means you are serving Radha and Krishna Kanjula. How? How?
Because they are dear to them. Because they are dear, Vrinda Devi, dear servant of Radha and Krishna. And by serving.
Not servant.
So he. Saki.
There is no servant word there. Priya Shakti. You are remembering how beautiful Vrindavan is. Are you serving your Gurudev or not? Because by seeing him. So any activity which may please your Gurudev is serving something. But outwardly we will see that it is the Seva of Vrinda Devi. It is service of Yamuna Devi. It is service of Radha and Krishna we are doing all. Oh, we are giving honor to Vaishnava. Isn't that we are giving honor to him? But really, it is by the instructions of Guru Devi. And Guru Devi, please tell it is also. Everything.
Shri Gurudev is following all instructions of Guru, bhakti, like taking care of cows, distributing books. Is it all bhakti?
Bhakti, but there are some stages, gradation. Chanting Harinam and serving cows are not same thing. By serving cows in hundred, thousand, lakh time, you will have some impression. And by that, Sadhu Sangh will begin. By Sadhu Sangh, Guru initiation, after that bhajan sadhana. And after that, Anat will go away, then Nishtha Ruchi, and then again you will have to do
so. So pleasing Guru comes in those different levels,
yes,
as well.
Yes, definitely. Haridasa Thakur was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was doing 3 lakhs Harinam day. No? And always with him in Puri, nearer, so much nearer. Where?
Siddha-bhakti.
No? Always. And Mahaprabhu used to give him darshan daily. And used to send prasadam, Jagannath prasadam, remnant of daily, he used to be sent by Govinda Bhava. And Rupa Goswami came there. He never chanted 3 lakhs. Why?
He would cry, he'd stop, he'd roll on the ground, he wouldn't be able to.
Hardas Thakur, he gets the padvi of Namacharya. But who were serving more? Can you compare them? Yes?
Rupa Goswami.
How he has not chanted 3 lakhs of Harinam? He has not mastered him. He was not cooking for him. He was not always with him. But how?
How did he serve?
He understood the inner desires of Mahaprabhu's heart.
What are his most confidential desires? And he
executed.
So they can Sarvdhamo Dharva, very high class of devotee. Govind always used to complain against him. Why he comes and Raya Ramananda comes to Mahaprabhu?
Make rain.
And make their main root cause of making Mahaprabhu so weeping and they should not. What is this?
Govind is seeing from outside.
End of them is not outside, but there is some gradation.
Yeah, different level.
Sometimes Mahaprabhu can rebuke Govinda, why you ask them to go away? Prabhu, I cannot hear your weeping. This is also a high class of service. But in part more Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes comes and they used to read the slopes like so much more, so much thing. What he wants? He wants to increase his all. So Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda are Guru of Rupa Goswami. More, so we cannot just outward. Then we proclaim that answer. Go,
What?
There are so many that I want to ask.
Just, the other night you said that if we're going to sleep or
eat. Jaldi se, theek se bolo.
Quickly, short question.
If we're sleeping or eating in order to be strong, to do service to Krishna, if we're not doing that under the guidance of a pure devotee, then this is not Uttama Bhakti. But if we are,
it is karma.
Yes. But if we are doing that under the guidance of a pure devotee, then it's still not Uttama Bhakti because.
What? She's asking if we do these activities under the guidance of a pure devotee. It is still not Uttam Bhakti.
Because you're just sleeping.
What is Uttam Bhakti not, but it is Kanishta Bhakti or Madhyam Bhakti. Gradually, Kanishta will come to Madhyam, Madhyam will come to. This is only the way, path. There is no other path. Gradually.
Very good. मैं तो आपके घर पर जाने वाला था किंतु जा नहीं सका.
How
far are you from here?
Very near. About 20 minutes.
Thank you. Good day, everyone. Received anugraha from Swami. We are all happy yesterday to see you. Welcoming you. Hari Bo, Go Prama.
Devotees can stay who will take initiation now. All the other devotees can go.
Taxi beforehand, or what's the best way to get one? That's the best way. Okay, thanks.